This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A pulmonologist who examined Elijah McClain's medical records and body camera footage said that his lungs were full of fluid and that he was catatonic before paramedics gave him ketamine. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Dr. David Buther told a jury that McClain had inhaled a lot of fluid and vomit during the struggle with police when he was wearing a face mask. Police put him in two carotid holds, which can cause someone to throw up. McClain was wearing a ski mask because he was cold that night, but it took officers several minutes to remove it into their struggle, and they gave him the carotid holds with the mask on. Those were key moments in which he may have smothered, Buther told the jury. Defense attorneys maintain that the ketamine is what caused McClain's death, not any actions by officers. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Congressman Jason Crow believes the 14th Amendment could keep Donald Trump off Colorado's 2024 presidential ballot.
There are instances where candidates try to rig the system, and they try to use violence and intimidation and rebellion or insurrection, in the case of the former president, to actually thwart the will of the voters. So what these provisions are doing is actually protecting the voting process.
A pending lawsuit says a clause in the 14th Amendment makes the former president ineligible for the ballot because of his role in an insurrection. A hearing on that case is next month. The University of Northern Colorado has the nation's first degree with a concentration in Latinx music. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The Bachelor of Arts program will give students an in-depth look at the musical traditions of South and Central America, as well as the Caribbean and Mexico. The concentration allows students to be part of ensembles that play genres like mariachi, cumbia, tango, samba, and others. Students don't have to audition for the program, a first in the School of Music. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A federal agency is suing a Colorado company for not granting an employee extra time off after they got long COVID. Federal officials say that move by Appliance Factory violates federal disability law. This is CPR News.